Atlantean wisdom for architecting our dream reality. Welcome, my friend, to an episode that is dedicated to an incredible civilization that has reached a peak of its advancement at one time, that currently still exists on etheric plane. And yes, I speak about Atlantis. This is Katarina Satori. I'm an ancient wisdom teacher, mystical mentor, and a guide for conscious leaders and entrepreneurs. I had a fascination with Atlantis for quite a while now. And every year, I tend to come out of another layer of mystical closet. If I look back, year 2018, I began channeling Ascended Masters. I have a course on how to work with Ascended Masters. Year 2020, I brought the teachings of the Sacred Feminine with my course, Goddess Awakening. Year 2022, I began sharing my writings from galactic guides and speaking a little more about Arcturians, Pleiadians, Sirians, and I have a curriculum called Starseed Soul Ascension. I will post all of them in the description of this episode. But this episode, yes, this is a bold declaration that I am here to be one of the voices to bring these teachings of life mastery that come to us from the different plane of reality. We can access this knowledge, this wisdom, through the mystical senses that can be activated if we give it enough attention, focus, and discipline. My friend David Lyon, who used to be a client at one point, he is such an incredible channel, and he says he doesn't believe in discipline, he believes in discipline. And I love that so much, because once we see the why behind a particular practice, we begin to engage with that practice from the place of willingness, joyful curiosity of how that particular practice can expand our reality, can bring more joy, more ease. We begin to get curious, how do we navigate this beautiful quantum ocean that we are part of? And how do we move through this quantum ocean with alignment instead of fighting the currents of reality or struggling or forcing our way through? So Atlantis. The memories of Atlantis are deep in our subconscious. It's only a matter of time that on the path of any devoted spiritual pilgrim, the topic of mystery schools become enticing. You begin to crave a much deeper relationship with quantum reality. You begin to get curious about topics such as universal laws or natural laws. You begin to ask yourself, how much do you really access the full potential of your mental body, your aura, your astral self? And on, these questions begin to bubble up because your consciousness is yearning for a new level of depth and new level of expansion. I'll tell you a brief story of how I reconnected with my Atlantean lifetime, because this is where I receive everything that I'll be sharing with you today and in my future transmissions and classes. I walk the path of a mystic, and through the years, through my love of discipline, of opening my mystical senses, I begin to access Akashic records. They are known as the library of everything that has ever happened on this universe. Every single thought, deed, intention, and action is recorded in the ocean of memory. Isn't it fascinating? All of our lifetimes are encoded in Akashic Records. This is why when we begin to awaken to a much bigger reality of who we are, and if we desire to connect with certain lifetimes where we activated specific set of gifts or skills that can be very useful for this current incarnation, we're naturally going to be guided by our higher self to access those memories. This is exactly what happened in my life. When I began connecting to the memories of my lifetimes in ancient Egypt, being deeply involved in that civilization, first I began reconnecting to the symbols of ancient Egypt, which were in fact the symbols of Atlantis. Because everything mystical and consciousness and deep empowerment wise that we see ancient Egypt has developed, they were taught by the beings from Atlantis. This is one of the key explanations why Egypt, the land of Kem, went from a bunch of barbarians, that's what they called in ancient writings, right? Think about cavemen. They went through an incredibly accelerated advancement of their consciousness, and they didn't do it by themselves. They had help. They absolutely had help. And a little bit later in this episode, I'll share with you who gave them that help and why. So when I began connected to ancient Egyptian symbols, the very first symbol that came into my life that activated my consciousness was a symbol of an Ankh. It's an ancient key to life. It's a symbol that the person who activates an inner Ankh is well on the road of immortality. You see, ancient Egyptians were absolutely fascinated by death. Their entire life was preparation to walk through the portal of life, of death, with consciousness, with dignity, and without fear. They knew that their level of preparation would help them navigate the underworld with clarity, trust, and strength. Now, the Ankh is a symbol that you see on the majority of Egyptian temples. When you go to Egypt, or if you simply watch documentaries about Egypt, you see it sort of looks like a cross, but with more oval shape. And it's a representation of the balance of inner masculine and the inner feminine. I remember when I first saw an Ankh, I recognized it immediately. Something in my soul said, this is familiar. And not only that, you must have it in your hand. I only had that thought and I let it go. And within a couple of weeks, somebody literally mailed me a handcrafted Ankh that was specifically made for me. Fascinating experience when what we are ready for, it simply shows up in our life. It simply appears. We don't need to force, chase, struggle for it. We only get to open and hold an intention, light as a feather, and then let it go. And come back to your present moment and engage with what's right in front of you. This is one of the secrets of creating your reality that comes to us from Atlantean teachings. Ankh was one of the first symbols that came to me. The second symbol that acted as an ignition of remembrance was actually an Andean cross, Chukana. And when I was in Peru, the last three times that I went there for my sabbatical and I fell in love with the land and the vibration and everything that Peru stands for, I also brought two groups for my Peruvian retreat. And each time, I invite local wisdom teachers that are deeply mystical in their soul, and I invite them to tell us the much deeper principles of reality. And they begin to share with us this beautiful symbol of Andean cross. And it's a multidimensional door that you look at that symbol and it begins to trigger changes in your consciousness. Why? Why does it happen? Because all changes happen in our subconscious mind. Subconscious mind responds to symbols. Of course, it responds to color and metaphor and emotion. But a symbol is one of the fastest ways to trigger your subconscious into remembrance. All of our past lives are stored in our subconscious. So fascinating. That's why past life regression works and works so well. So I begin to attract these symbols first, and then I begin to get absolutely fascinated with Egyptian cosmology, with mysteries of ancient Egypt. I began connecting to Thoth, and who is a representation of the higher mind. I was reading his emerald tablets, and I began connected to the goddess Isis and pretty much the majority of Egyptian gods and goddesses, which are from Egyptian cosmology. They are considered Nuturu, forces, conscious forces of nature. And we are their children. We are children of these conscious forces of nature. We are born divine in our human form. Then I went to Egypt, and it was another experience of great remembrance for me that was a sort of bittersweet. Bittersweet because I went intergalactic in Egypt. I would stand in front of a temple, and in a split second, my inner reality would shift, and I would teleport to an ancient timeline when I was a part of a temple life. And I would see myself wearing ceremonial robes and carrying offerings and being at the time where Egypt was at its glory. So why was it bittersweet for me? Because when I was in Egypt and seeing the huge collective collapse and despair and the energies of survival and all those glorious temples have been turned into ruins. And that's the part that was bittersweet for me. Now, when I came to Peru, Peru feels deeply Atlantean for me. I connect to Atlantean codes the easiest in Peru. It's a vortex that has been preserved from too much Western globalization. Let's just say that. There are so many places in Peru in a sacred valley that are still untouched, that I still feel so pure, the most beautiful, clear air filled with prana, the most precious waters. Yes, every time I'm in Peru, I do have a thought. Maybe it's time to move there. And I also hold that thought with lightness. I say, Great Spirit, I am open. For now, I am in the beautiful California where Spirit is placing me here for a reason, to hold the light and to cultivate a temple space here. And every time I go to Peru, I live a part of my heart there and I get nourished on the deepest heart level. So this is a context. And then my deepest remembrance of my Atlantean lifetimes have happened in my shamanic initiatory journeys. I've been walking a shamanic path this lifetime for over 16 years, working with various visionary plants as a part of the tradition of a shamanic path. We partake these sacred indigenous plants to go beyond ordinary states of consciousness and to communicate with the mind of the universe and to receive the visions that we can bring to our communities, to bring to our leadership, and of course to do our inner work, to transform our consciousness, to look at the patterns of ego that may not be that easy to see in the ordinary day, right? So in one of the deep initiatory journeys with my beloved teacher, ayahuasca, that comes to us from Colombia and Amazon of Peru, Bolivia as well, basically from South America. I had one of the most profound experiences where I asked my guides, my galactic guides, to show me the earliest lifetime that I've had on this planet. And I said, please show it to me if it benefits my consciousness, if I am ready to hear it. And it was so powerful to receive the unveiling of Lemurian lifetime, which Lemuria was the first civilization on this planet, and they seeded the Atlantean civilization. And I was taken to a place of the most breathtaking beauty, a true original Garden of Eden, where the first civilization of beings who were in Lemuria, they were not fully physically in form. They had fully activated light bodies, and they were engaging with Gaia, with our fresh, relatively new planet. They were the first keepers of the garden. And if you would read different esoteric teachings, whether it's by Annie Besant or Helena Blavatsky or Rudolf Steiner, we can receive the information that they so generously shared from those times. And no intellect is not going to be enough to really touch the essence of those transmissions. We get to feel it with our heart because the heart knows. The mind thinks and organizes. The heart feels and knows. So after that, after they showed me my lifetime in Lemuria, they told me, you have a Lemurian soul. This is why the path of visionary plants and ayahuasca has been your most organic path. This is why you hold the vision for a world to restore to its beauty, to its harmony, to its divine wisdom. And this is why, beloved initiate, this is how my guides call me, it's been so challenging for you in the first several decades of your incarnation, because you were born into a very harsh environment, void of beauty, void of elegance, void of enchantment. This is why it was so heartbreaking for you. This is why you went through a dark night of the soul. This is why you wanted to leave this place and to go back home, because your home is here. Lemuria. And then in the flash of a switch, the scenery of my vision changed. And I was taken into the most glorious place of the most incredible crystalline structure and architecture and design and order. And I knew without shadow of a doubt, I am back in Atlantis. And just like that, those memories of those lifetimes in both civilizations have come online for me. And another way to say it, I went through awakening of my Lemurian DNA and my Atlantean DNA. If you resonate with this topic, if this piques your interest, there is quite likely a reason you wouldn't be drawn to this conversation if you were not in vibrational resonance with it. To awaken our ancient DNA is to awaken our ancient wisdom, to awaken our ancient remembrance of a different reality, of a different way of being, of a different way of creating our reality. I recently led a webinar called The Higher Wisdom, Atlantean Wisdom of the Higher Worlds. And it was one of the most popular webinars I've ever announced. I was truly delighted to see how many people responded with curiosity and with presence. And then after that webinar, I went into this process of doubt. And I began to question whether anybody needs this information now. And I want to speak about this because it is such a real process when you are a channel and when information for your community comes through you. It's a mix of being a channel and an oracle. And what is absolutely crucial is to trust what comes through. But then you have your human personality, your human mind, your ego, body-mind structure that begins to hijack your consciousness and to say, oh, nobody needs this. Not many people will understand this. So I went into a descent with my doubt and fear and hesitation. And it was a very necessary process. It was a deep alchemy for me to really sit with all of that and to say, where is my intention coming from? Is it really time? And I came through this process to the other side that I believe with the depth of my soul, it is the right time. Because yes, we are entering the age of Aquarius, the age of collective illumination, collective enlightenment. It's the age of networks and communities and technology. And at the same time, if we remember that everything is happening in one moment of now, if we can't go beyond the fourth dimension, which is the realm of time and space, if we can go beyond the fourth dimension, if we can hold fifth-dimensional awareness, that can be a witness to this fact that everything happens at the same time. Then we see the truth of this reality that not only we are entering the age of Aquarius, we also are deeply connected to the age of Leo, where Atlantis used to exist. And every single breakthrough of consciousness that we receive in the age of Aquarius impacts what we think of as past. So we are rewriting our history. And our ancient ancestors, the enlightened Atlanteans, as I would call them, they still exist right now, and they look at us as the beings in our future who are standing in front of many, many choices right now. And the choice, how we're going to use technology, how we're going to use our mind, how are we going to use vibration? How are we going to use all this ancient wisdom that is becoming available to us right now? How are we going to use that for transformation and the healing of the world and creating new structures that are focused on sustainability and regeneration? Or will we repeat the history And will we become yet another civilization that will self-destruct? The choice is ours. This is the key component when I tune into enlightened Atlanteans, the masters and initiates of that time. The one principle that they have been taught and they have practiced and lived is the power of choice. We can choose ignorance or enlightenment. We can choose living at a fraction of our potential or rising in our mastery. We can choose living in the fear, survival, and struggle, guilt, or shame at a very low bottom of the vibrational scale. Or we can choose to master our vibration and to become conscious frequency modulators. Imagine that we have that choice. So Atlantean technology is the technology of the mind that is in service of the heart. Atlantean technology is the technology of vibration. It is a technology of living in alignment with natural laws. Their entire society was split into three categories. The first category was all about spiritual mastery. This was the domain of priestesses and priests. They were dedicated to cultivating spiritual flame in the society. That they knew that in order for society to truly advance, people would need to be supported in their spiritual life. They knew there is no mastery, there is no fulfillment without a full awakening of spirit. And because their lifespans were much longer than ours, some of the Atlanteans lived several hundred years. Some masters, such as Thoth, lived thousands of years. Because they knew they had access to a longer lifespan, they could make incredible progress in activating their consciousness and becoming these illuminated masters while in physical form. The second group that have lived in Atlantean times were the scientists. This group were devoted to developing their society through learning to harness the life force energy and the elements. So this is why in their times they have mastered gravity. They had flying machines and all of that. Really incredible progress, the scientific progress. They were fascinated by geometry and by energy and how to transform matter through their consciousness. And the third group of Atlantean society were all about artisans. Anybody who had artistic inclination would choose a profession that was dedicated to cultivating beauty. Beauty was so highly valued in the time of Atlantis because they knew beauty feeds the soul. Beauty balances science. Beauty unlocks creativity. They would create the most beautiful gardens, and they would cultivate incredible art, and it was a highly valued as a profession in a society. Each person in Atlantean society was advised to follow their heart in choosing their profession. It was not a process that needed to be rushed. They would consult with the mentors that they had in choosing the profession that was truly aligned for them. I could speak more and more on this, but I wanted to give you a taste of that exquisite society that was led through harmony and through a very strong reverence of universal laws. And when we learn universal laws, first we learn about them seemingly accidentally. We begin to notice certain patterns happening in our life. And then when we begin to study them, we begin to realize that we are literally governed by these universal laws. And if we desire a life of alignment and aliveness and beauty and magic and synchronicity and miracles, it would be very wise for us to learn how these universal laws works. And not only that, we get to learn how to activate them in our own body, as within, so without, and eventually become the embodiment of universal laws in form. Time for some cacao. Oh, I wish I could talk to you. I wish I could hear your comments of how you're receiving this. Yes, another webinar is cooking within me. And one of the principles of Atlantean mastery, well, I'm going to name four. I'm going to plant these seeds because this is a deeper conversation, but I wanted to start planting seeds. And the planting of a seed is that the first Atlantean technology was technology of the mind and the power of thought, knowing that before anything material can happen, it originates in the realm of thought. And ultimately, we begin to learn the first universal principle, which it says, all is mind. We exist in one living mind. We are thoughts in the living mind. Now, this is a sentence to contemplate, because at any point we can ask ourselves, am I a form, a body? Is this who I am? Or am I consciousness? Or am I a part of one living mind? Your answer to this question will determine what you choose to create. The second Atlantean mastery technology is vibration. Vibration. They were absolute masters of their personal vibration. They were trained to shift their vibration at will. And even it says in a Hermetic philosophy, he who understands the principle of vibration has grasped the sphere of power. He who understands the principle of vibration has grasped the sphere of power. And power is neutral. Power is that inner energy that gives us access to ability to manifest and to create. And that's another point, the point of choice. In order for us to manifest what we truly desire to create intentionally and consciously, we get to learn to use the power of our will. It takes will to direct your thoughts from the negative to the positive, from destructive to the creative, from expansive to from contractive to expansion-based, from sadness to joy, or from a problem to a solution. Without will, we cannot change anything. Will is that inner directive, inner ability to shift our focus. When we shift our focus, we begin to shift what we create. And ancient Atlanteans, enlightened Atlanteans would say, it's all about your heart. You get to follow your heart. Why? Because your heart is a multidimensional door to your parallel selves, to your parallel lives. Your heart holds all the secrets of the universe. And when your heart begins to awaken as a part of your spiritual awakening, you begin to live through the heart. You begin to trust what you feel. You begin to trust what you know. Eventually, you begin to live from your place of deep inner knowing. Wow, what a beautiful place to live. What a beautiful place to live. This is my fascination with Atlantean technology from the perspective of how do we apply this knowledge to reconstructure our consciousness, because we understand when we redesign our consciousness, we redesign our reality because we are consciousness. This is the topic that I am contemplating and embodying and living and sharing with those who are ready to receive it. I'd like to invite you, if you're listening to this and if you desire to dive into this area of mastery deeply, so you recreate your consciousness, recreate your reality, I invite you to consider to apply for my quantum mentorship program. This is for you if you already have achieved a certain level of success and material stability in your life. And you are noticing that your consciousness is pulling you towards these much bigger questions. You desire to understand, know, and embody how reality really works. Maybe you're tired of only using action, only using effort, and you desire to enter the realm of the magical, miraculous, and magnificent, the realm of the soul on the quantum level. If you desire how to align your business and your life to universal laws, so your life begin to emanate a much higher frequency, and you begin to align your life with divine magnetism, then you may be interested in what I have created, refined, and architectured for people like you. I invite you to reach out to me. I will add a link in the show description of this note. Or you can simply send me an email at katarina.satori@gmail.com. I would love to explore this with you. I also host personal retreats at my home temple in California, where we dive into repatterning of your reality and bringing your life and all areas of your life into a deeper harmony and a deeper beauty. People come to me for personal retreats where they feel they want that deep nourishment. I often say, I nourish those who nourish others. So if this is you, if you are a leader with a lot of pressures and responsibilities on your plane and on your shoulders, and you feel as if it's time for you to hit that refresh button and to access new dimensions of your consciousness and innovation and creativity, I have exquisite experiences that fuel your soul, nourish your body, and expand your heart. My clients say they don't even recognize themselves. when they finish a personal retreat with me, they say, I was this person and now I am this being. Wow, how much transformation can we receive if we choose to feel worthy of that? Some of my clients connect to Ascended Masters, some begin to channel their galactic guides, some connect with the goddess tradition, and some connect to the power of their subconscious mind and learn to direct that power in a very intentional way. On this note, my dear friend, I hope this transmission about Atlantean technology have inspired you. If you would like to be a part of my upcoming group trainings, I wanted to plant the seed that this year, 2023, I am teaching the majority of my group curriculums in a completely elevated way. And the curriculum that I'd like to invite you to tune in is my curriculum called The Sovereign Mind, Master Your Mind in the Mental Universe. This is very much based on the Atlantean teachings of the mind mastery. I will open the door for it very soon. And then the second curriculum that is coming through is my flagship course called The Frequency Shift. And this one will be dedicated to mastering our frequency, mastering our vibration. What I will bring this time is the teachings of Pleiadians, who are the star teachers who seeded Lemurian civilization. They brought to us the teachings of frequency, how we are the vibrational beings and everything in our life is a mirror of our dominant vibration. Wow, that sentence, when we truly take that in, it is a deep, deep illumination in there. If everything in our life is a mirror of our dominant vibration, and according to the law of vibration, nothing is static, everything moves, everything shifts, everything vibrates. When you shift your vibration, you shift your reality. Now, it is very wise and empowering to learn principles of how you can shift your vibration at will, at any moment, and at under any circumstances. That's how you architect your reality from the place of deep energetic mastery. Are you excited? So many things are coming through. And there is a one more vision that's coming through that I will keep in my heart until it's time to unveil it. For now, if you have been drawn to my work as a one-on-one mentor, quantum mentorship is offered. And then two group curriculums, Frequency Shift and Sovereign Mind is coming to you as well. Thank you for the opportunity to share this transmission together with you. I hope it ignited codes of remembrance. I hope it inspired you to follow that curiosity about our ancient history, because when we remember where we come from, we access new level of empowerment about where we're moving forward. And every single one of us creates an impact with our consciousness on the collective consciousness. In fact, I deeply believe our greatest contribution to reality is the quality of our consciousness. Expand your consciousness, expand your life, and expand the impact that you can have in the world. This was Katarina Satori, ancient wisdom teacher, medium, seer, and a mystical mentor for conscious entrepreneurs and business leaders. If you'd like to learn more about my work, head to my website, katarinasatori.com. You can also join my monthly mystical community that is open right now called Wisdom Collective. We meet twice a month for a soul-nourishing oasis, and this is the most accessible offering I offer as of now. Cannot promise it's going to be open forever, so if you have been drawn to it but have been holding yourself back from giving yourself this gift of being a part of mystical community, it's time to drop that pattern. It's time to step into a mystical community. I hope you join us. I will drop the link in the show notes. Be well. Remember, master your mind and master your life.